This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, to Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales to help me understand twists and turns at the end of the Ashes tournament. The official log reads that it was a tie, and the rules according to cricket and Ashes is that a tie means the cup stays or the prize stays with the team of the previous victory. In this case, that would be Australia, having won 18 months ago. And yet, there are many turns here, and everyone is talking. Jeremy, a very good day to you. I was comfortable with learning some of the language and anticipating some of the differences between baseball and traditional cricket, the five-day test. But now I read that Australia and England have both been fined by the cricket gods for their play at Ashes. What fine, what gods, and what did they do wrong? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, this is, I guess you could say, the very legal side of cricket here. Now, you're 100% correct. The Ashes were a 2-2 draw and Australia won because we'd won the last Ashes, so we get to keep the little cup. But what has now happened, John, is that under review of how the Ashes were actually played, how the series went ahead, the International Cricket Committee, which is the cricket gods of the world, has decided to actually fine and penalise both the Australian and English sides for their play. Now, let me explain something to you, John. Because cricket is so long, you have five-day games, effectively, and these games go for 8 hours a day. There are certain rules in place to make sure that certain teams don't try and slow down play to give themselves an advantage. So you don't sandbag and basically run the clock out on the other team, which means you have to hit certain time targets. And one of those specific time targets is you must be able to play 30 overs, so six balls down the pitch, in under 2 hours, every 2 hours. So for an entire game, or an entire day rather, you should be able to get 90 overs in. And it's not so much just for the I guess, speed of the game, and so somebody or some team doesn't sandbag. It's also for the spectators too, so to keep people interested. But what it turns out was during the Ashes, very, very rarely did England or Australia make 30 overs in 2 hours. And there are a lot of factors at play. Some of this was environmental. Some of this was actually the players just physically not being able to do it due to injuries and various other happenings. But the reality is they didn't make the 30 overs in 2 hours, which means the International Cricket Committee has said that England, because they did it more severely, has lost 19 Test Championship points. And Test Championship points, John, I should also add, is that at the end of the year, basically all the countries in the world playing Test cricket, they're in this championship division. And the one with the most points wins is the international champions. And the Ashes series is part of that overall competition for the year. So England losing 19 points in this Ashes series alone on the overall tally, and then Australia losing 10 because they didn't sandbag. They sped up the play a little bit when they were bowling. Both teams now are now out of the running to really become their international champions. But also, John, as if, I guess, to sink the boot in even further, the way that the players played was deemed to be the reason that they actually did not meet the time target. So the players themselves on both the English and the Australian sides were fined. They were basically fined in some of the matches during the Ashes series, 50% of their match fees, scaling down to about 20%, depending on how slow they played. So a lot of these players are thousands of dollars out of pocket, literally due to fines, because the International Cricket Committee decided this Ashes was not cricket whatsoever.
I read one objection, I believe it's from an Australian speaker, player perhaps, is that this International Cricket Committee did not take into account that rain out that slowed everything down. Is that accurate, or is that just a weather excuse?
And that's actually very accurate. And this is one of those rare, I guess, situations where I'll say that, you know, excuses, as much as I like to hear them in cricket, you hear a lot of them, and it's often just to, you know, try and get the leg up, I guess you could say, on the other side and win. But in this case, the excuse holds true. The reality is that the slow play, especially in the second half of the Ashes, was almost completely due to the rain. And the fact that the players were moving slowly and playing slowly was the fact that the ball was getting wet on the pitch when they did come back in the play, and that the field itself was a lot slipperier and a lot harder to play on. So the natural play over 5 days, you can imagine, John, in all of these, in the Ashes series, was much slower because physically they couldn't move fast. It wasn't a dry pitch or a dry field whatsoever. So, John, honestly, this is one of those conditions where cricket, the rules can make it very, very hard to enjoy the game. And at the same time, too, it's created a lot of penalties and a lot of fuss out of something that was should have really been put down to, I guess you could say, an act of God.
The International Committee is pointing at the fourth test in Manchester. That's the one that was rained out to the conditions of the downpour, even though it looked like, when we talked right before that, it looked like England was going to win that. They did not. There was no winner. But the rain made it impossible to finish the match. I'm not understanding this. A rain out is a rain out. And why that, I will learn more from you, Jeremy, because there's more. It turns out, inside all of this objecting to too slow a play, there is something in cricket called you take a ball and you replace it with a ball that's just like it in a box of balls that the referees are in charge of at the beginning. Help me, Jeremy. I don't understand this. A ball is a ball, yes?
It basically is, John. You're correct. The ball is a ball and all the balls are exactly the same in cricket. But there is a rule in cricket that you must play with only one ball through the entire match unless something happens to it. So unless it gets severely damaged, unless it gets lost because it's gone into the crowd and somebody's basically hoiked off with it because they took it as a souvenir, or something else happens that the ball is made unplayable. So what happens at the beginning of any test series is there's effectively a couple of boxes of official balls. And each match, one ball is selected to go for the entire match. But what happened in the fifth test of the series was that the ball was basically deemed unplayable because it had worn down so badly about halfway through the game that the umpires agreed that it just wasn't working. But, John, a ball that's worn down is actually slower and harder to control. So when England were bowling with this ball, they were bowling quite slowly. It was very difficult for them to get it to bounce all over the pitch. They couldn't curve it. And the Australian players figured out how to hit it. So what England did when they protested about the ball being unplayable and basically out of condition, when they went to the box to get the next ball, the rule says that the next ball should be in a condition that's in some ways likened to the ball that they're replacing, even though it may be broken, but not significantly better. But what the English did and what the umpires did was when they selected that next ball, basically all the balls in the box were still in really good condition. So they selected a ball that was extremely new, that was extremely smooth, had all the seams in place, everything was in top-notch condition. So the next bunch of balls that came down to the Australian players, they were very quick. They were bouncing all over the pitch because the ball in new condition is much easier to bowl. It's much easier to do tricks with. And honestly, John, it took effect because within the next 25 runs, and I should say too, at this point, Australia was 0 for 175. So Australia had made 175 runs without getting anybody out. In the next 25 runs, they lost three players because of this new ball. So a ball is a ball, but a ball condition is a different ball condition to any other ball. So the fact is, John, when they swapped out that ball, the English used it to great effect. And honestly, it is within the rules, so I can't fault them for it. Australia probably would have done the same. But honestly, John, this is another bit of cricket that you got to see. It was a very technical part of cricket, but the ball really does matter.
Is there a detail where Australia could have challenged the ball that was chosen?
They were. They're in fact, exactly right, John. They did challenge the ball that was chosen, but the reality was that it was from the official ball set and that there were no other balls that could really replicate the condition of the broken ball. But the challenge also said that the condition of the ball that was supposedly broken, it probably was still playable because the English were still able to bowl with it. The Australians were still able to hit it and it wasn't coming apart. So the challenge revolved around the fact that they changed the ball in the first place. And honestly, from the photos we've seen, from the television footage, I'd argue that ball probably could have done quite a few more overs if they really wanted to, but the umpires made their decision and went against the Australians and here we are.
A great match because not only was there ferocious play, rainouts, cheering, booing, all the usual, but twists and turns of the laws of cricket. The International Cricket Committee weighs in, and this is plenty to talk about for the next 18 months till the next five-day test in Australia. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. First, he taught me cricket, and now he teaches me the laws of cricket, which I did not know exist. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.